Case number 9765, Joseph and Joanne Novotny, east of Sussex Road, being Lot 24, Section B, within Indian River Acres Development. They're seeking a variance from the front, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right hand there, and your right hand there, and I'll take your name and address first.
I'm Joanne Novotny, and the address is 30131 Newcastle Road, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
My name is Joseph Novotny, and I live at 30131 Newcastle, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Not cool.
Sorry.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. I got a cold, so my wife's going to do the talking.
Okay, well.
Like most women do.
I'm not going to go there, but why don't you go ahead, though, ma'am. If you could help us with these, like, three,
thank
four
you.
Requests that you have.
Yes. One are about March the 31st. My husband and I entered into a contract with Wave Riders Construction Company to remove the existing decking that was on the dwelling that we had purchased 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And unbeknownst to us, the contractor did not get the permits. We found out when an inspector came up to the property that the permit that was posted in the window was for a deck that was 24 inches or less.
30 inches
or less. We were getting a two-story deck put on there to replace the decking that was unsafe. I was very leery about walking on the deck to get into the property. I'll pass this over for pictures as to the material that was there on the decking was rotting out. And I was really very fearful about going up and down the steps and having my guests or someone, you know, could possibly fall. About 2 weeks later, after construction had begun on the decking, we had a severe storm in the area, which was on Good Friday. So all of our siding was damaged, windows were damaged, and we needed to get that replaced. In any event, once again, inspector came and said we needed permits to do that. Also during that time, we found out that where our existing fencing was in the front, which had the roof on it, and we had a shed and a shower on the side, said that we were, you know, not in the required, not having the required setbacks. So lo and behold, we've had the property for 2.5 years now. We didn't realize we were going to encounter such a problem. We have put a lot of money into the property, and I'm going to pass a picture around to show the improvements that have been done, which I'm sure you'll agree, have enhanced the area there, have enhanced the house. This is the before of what it looks like. This is the after.
Okay.
We also intend to retire there to the property probably within the next 4 years. I also went ahead and got a updated survey, which I'm sure you have a copy of. You may have a copy of the old survey and the new survey. And the exterior structures were already there when we purchased it. What we did do was that we put new siding around to enhance the appearance. Do you gentlemen have a copy of the new survey in your folders?
I have the, they have the November 15th, 2006. Which one
yes,
do you have?
Uh-huh.
And that's the new one?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the updated one.
Okay.
Who was the contractor that you hired?
Wave Rider Construction. I do have a copy of the contract here with me this evening.
Wave Rider?
Yes, uh-huh. And supposedly they are no longer in business. Would you like to see a copy of this? Because it shows the dates and their shows Wave Rider LLC.
Let me just take some information off of it and then I'll give it back to you.
Yes. We tried calling him numerous times, leaving messages, because we were very disturbed to go paying $20,000 for the decking and having to go through obtaining permits ourselves. We were to the assumption that the permits were being obtained through his company.
Who, what's the owner of the business?
Mark Wright is the owner of Wave Rider Construction.
Well, you didn't, your building was the same footprint when you bought it, right?
Oh, yes.
You didn't change anything.
No.
You just updated it.
Right.
Yeah.
Just tore the old one down and put a new one up.
Yeah. It's all.
This is a letter that I wrote to him. His address is the one there, by the way. That's why I put it there.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big difference, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yeah, one other question. When you went to settlement 2 years ago, it wasn't picked up as being in violation.
No, it wasn't.
No.
And that's what really disturbed us, that,
right,
that those things weren't picked up on.
Yeah.
That the deck was there. It never had permits or variances to have it put up. It's been there for 20 years almost,
mm-hmm,
that the deck was.
Thank you, sir.
No.
Trenson?
Who, just out of curiosity, did Wave Riders finish the project or they didn't? Did they?
What?
Did Wave Rider finish the project or he didn't?
Yes, he finished.
He
it.
Finished the project, yes.
Yes.
Well, all of the stepping and everything that had to be replaced.
Yeah. Mr. Mills? Any questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here opposition to this application? You're in opposition?
Yes.
Okay, you want to come up? Sir, Mr. Green? You can sit down right in front of here if you'd like, please. You all can sit right down, sir. Rick. State your full name and address.
Donald Bell, 30191 Kent Road in New River Acres.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be
you
true and correct
right
the best
so you
of
can
your
come up there.
Knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Serve it by your husband, if you like.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. You're in opposition to this.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Did the board receive a letter from a resident who was faxed in?
What? Mr. Riggers, you have anything?
I have nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
It was supposed to have been faxed in late today.
Well, I have
anyhow, this the opposed. He was opposed to it. Next, the next
okay.
Door neighbor was opposed to it. There's a letter up on the fax. You can follow up on it. I've been a resident there for some 30 years. I was a past chairman of the Indian River Acres Property Owners Association for about 6-7 years. I became a full-time resident about 12 years ago. But prior to that, I used to come down on the weekends, build my house, work on my house, enjoy the country down here, enjoy fishing. And be down the street, be watching my neighbor building his house down there, which seemed to be taking an awful long time. They were building their house. 12 years ago when I retired, they were still working on the house, and they seemed to be going a little bit here, a little bit there. And at one point, I saw them putting a shed on the back, and I asked the owners, you know, did you have a permit? Can you build that shed on the back there like that? Because it, you know, it looks like it's about 2 feet off of the property line. And she very nastily said, yeah, I got a permit, with it to you. I'm not going to start any waves, you know, let it go by that. You know, she'll pay for it someday or later. And then I heard she was selling it. In 03, she was selling it. So I figured the county would come down there. They'll look at it and say, it's only 2.5 feet off the property line. You have to be blind not to see it. It doesn't meet a 10-foot side yard. And it's not only there, it's the other side in the back. And I heard the county didn't say nothing, and they had bought the property in 04. Well, I figured, you know, the owner's got to be smart enough to realize it's only got a 2-foot side yard. It must have a variance on it. Now, when I'm going to go to the settlement, I want to see the variance on this thing, or I'm going to get in trouble later down the road. Well, later down the road, here we are. You know, I feel sorry for them, you know, but it shouldn't have been allowed 10 years ago when it was done, and it still shouldn't be allowed now. It's done. They've done a hell of a job doing and making the house a hell of a lot nicer, I'll admit to that. It's unfortunate that the old house, I think most of it was built without permits, and probably the very shabby construction throughout the house. I'm quite sure they ran into quite a few problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is that the addition that they put out the front, the carport, I noticed back in August, I happened to be going home, and I noticed that they were digging footings in the front yard. And that's the only property they got left. I wonder what could they possibly build in the front yard, because I know they needed a 30-foot front yard. And I called the county and questioned and asked if they could have a permit on it, because I don't think there was very many permits issued on the rest of the work that was done there.
Mm-hmm.
And the county called me back the following day and said, yes, they did get a permit. It was taken out on the 30th of August, and it was for a carport that was 15 by 23 foot long or 28 foot long, a cost of $5,000. And I asked the county, does they need any set variances? Does it meet all the setbacks? And she stated, yes, it meets the setbacks. Well, lo and behold, it didn't meet the setbacks. It's 3.5 feet short of the 30 foot. And the other thing it is, it's being built partially on top of the existing sewer system. We all have private sewers down there. And we are in the wetlands, and we're very close to the lagoons. And we all have problems with our sewers. The previous owners had problems with the sewer out there, and she a couple times put dirt down to try and dry up the front yard to try and, where the sewer would back up on her. And I know the new owners have had problems with it. And the fact that they have increased, not going in the house, but only going by, I feel they have increased the bedroom size and the capacity of the house. And personally, it looks like they've made it into a two-family residence, one on a basement, on the ground floor, being in a floodplain, because I know they put a new kitchen in there and did extensive work, beautiful work, but extensive work inside doing that. I know upstairs they changed walls, and I think it's not a two-family dwelling. So when the kids come down the weekend, they can stay upstairs. They stay downstairs when they retire. The only problem is they don't have a sewer to handle it. They know they don't have a sewer because now they have taken and put a drain because it backs up in the front in the yard. They've taken a drain, dug a drain in near very close to the sewer, and connected the drain into the canal, which is fine. So now when the sewer backs up, it goes in the canal, and the canal pollutes it down the river. Not acceptable. You know, we're definitely opposed to any variance being granted until something is addressed as far as the sewer. As far as the setbacks which he inherited blindly, we are not totally opposed to them, but we do feel that they must correct the sewer system pertaining to the increased occupants, which the house is now going to have, pertaining to what they've done as far as covering the old sewer system up as a way of draining into the canal. I think that's all I have to say.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Bell.
Ma'am, you address the board. And
okay.
Then we will address him.
First of all, my son lives there on the property in the lower level. We only come down on, 2-3 times a month mostly. My son Michael lives on the property.
We just visit.
So as far as having other excessive bedrooms or a lot of people there, we don't have a lot of people there.
How many kitchens do you have in the property?
There are two. There was one existing there in the lower level when we purchased the property, and we decided we were going to have a club room there at one time, and unfortunately I do have that picture of the old kitchen with me today. And we threw out the propane stoves that were in there. I'll find it if you give me a second here. This is a copy of the downstairs area.
This is existing now?
No, that was the old one.
That's the old. All right, that's the old. You had the new?
Yes, sir, I do. Club room. Just love it when people mind your own business. Bear with me, please. Yeah, I'm sorry. I really don't. My other son must have it.
Now,
but anyway.
Did you all add the carport?
Yes, we did. That was a fenced-in area. The inspector did come down. He did say that we needed to be 30 feet from the road. We were 30 feet from the road. Then when he came down again, he said that we had to be 30 feet from the front property line. So I got a letter that says 30 feet from the road, then it says 30 feet from the property line. So yes, we are within 2.5 feet of that.
Letter.
I'm sure they have a copy of that letter in the file.
When did you buy this property, you said?
We settled on it on June the 30th of 2004.
Okay. You've got three permits, open permits here for residential additions. Two of them are for a residential addition. Mm-hmm. One of them's for accessory structure and a residential improvement. Mm-hmm. Then you have another one for a residential addition.
Okay,
let me speak. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you said the inspector came out there and found these.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct? Well, these were all in 06, okay? You requested the inspector to come out? Is that what you did?
No.
Okay.
We don't know who called the inspector.
All right. That's the reason when you got this far up the pike that you're having all this problem and you're here at the board.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get a permit, it tells you as soon as you're done or if you have any questions to start work that you notify the Planning and Zoning Department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he probably went down to check your house as he went by or something. You could have avoided all this at that time.
The shed and the shower existing structures there. They were there.
I'm telling you.
All we did was put siding on there.
Well, you got permits in 5906, 83006, and 92506. And you said you were there in 1904.
We didn't get the permits.
June 30th of
04.
After that.
You hired a contractor.
You hired a contractor.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But that's what happens. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. That's
right,
the reason you're getting so much trouble.
But
because
see,
people get permits, they build, and they forget all about it, and then all of a sudden they're in big trouble two or three years later.
Right. But see, those structures were already there when we purchased
right.
the house.
Gotcha.
And we just covered them over with siding, new siding. That's all.
Okay.
All this should have come out in settlement
sir?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When we bought the house.
Well, I think we have enough information now, sir, to consider this. We do appreciate that.
Yeah, okay. Right. But see, we didn't, that house should have never settled without the
right.
proper permits.
Right.
And right. Variances on it.
All right.
Sure.
There are no further questions from members of the board.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9,765 under advisement.
Second.
A motion by Mr. Mills, second by Mr. McCabe, that we take case number 9,765 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. There may be a decision you're made later on this evening. You may stay if you would like, or you could call the office first thing tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Case number 9766.